الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue reading in the summary of the work of our Sheikh, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin bin Hamad al-Abbad al-Badr حفظه الله تعالى. Bound مصطلح الحديث. Now have a new chapter, a new topic, a new issue. He mentioned حفظه الله أقسام الخبر وطرق وصوله، أقسام الخبر وطرق وصوله يعني إلينا. So now we have the categories of the report of the khabar, different categories and its modes of transmission, and the way that it reached us, the way that it reached us. So it's called here يعني أقسام الحديث باعتبار وصوله إلينا. أقسام الحديث باعتبار وصوله إلينا وأقسام الخبر باعتبار وصوله إلينا. And in the categories of the report or the narration according to how it reached us, and in the mode of transmission and the way that it reached us. Another way to word it, what the people of knowledge, they mentioned, the Sheikh is referring to here, أقسام الخبر باعتبار تعدد طرقه. باعتبار تعدد طرقه. The categories of the khabar with regards to how many chains it has, with regards to how many chains or paths that's come by way of. So from this aspect here we see al-khabru qismani ra'isiyan. Al-khabru qismani ra'isiyan. That the khabar is in two major categories. And in the khabar, with regards to how it reached us, meaning how many chains were transmitted for this one narration, and how it reached us in this manner, how many chains have come? Did it come in a massive transmission, or with numerous chains, or did it only come with a few chains? So now we're discussing this affair here. So how did it reach us? So the people of knowledge, they divide the khabar here from this aspect into two main categories. Qisman, yani yanqasimu ila qismayn ra'isayn. Al-mutawatir والآحاد. المتواتر والآحاد. So this is our discussion now. المتواتر والآحاد. المتواتر is called a massive transmission. It's been narrated by countless individuals. يعني chains of transmission that are so many. يعني that it cannot be denied. That it cannot be denied. And it's not possible for them to gather together and lie, or even to make a mistake altogether and the lies like this. This is called متواتر. So this type of narration is absolutely authentic. Is absolutely authentic. And then we have another aspect. It's called ahad. Al-ahad. And this is lesser than that level of transmission. So this is our discussion now. The Sheikh, he says, كم أقسام الخبر كم أقسام الخبر باعتبار طرق وصوله وما هي وما وجه الحصر فيها. What are the categories of al-khabar in terms of modes of transmission? I mean, the way that it reached us. How many chains did it have? What are they? What are they? Yani, with regards to how many chains that it had, what are they? And what is the rationale behind limiting them to these categories? And what is the reason for the understanding behind limiting the narrations to these categories? So he mentioned in the response, حفظه الله, أقسام الخبر بهذا الاعتبار أربعة وهي المتواتر والمشهور والعزيز والغريب. So the categories of the khabar, in this respect, there are four. There are four. In the beginning, what did we say? Two main categories, which are two. That are al-mutawatir, wal-ahad. Al-mutawatir, wal-ahad. So the ahad is three categories or three types. Al-mashhur, wal-aziz, wal-gharib. All of these are considered ahad. All of these are considered al-ahad. These are those that are going to come now. But he's saying here that there are four. And so this is in detail. So if we look at it in general, we summarize that the khabar, with regards to how many chains it has reached us with, is two main categories, mutawatir and ahad. Mutawatir means it has reached us with many countless chains. The authenticity cannot be denied. And then we have the ahad, which is lesser than that. Then the ahad itself is three categories, al-mashhur, wal-aziz, wal-gharib. This is what he's saying. So if we look at it from the general aspect, there are two main categories, al-mutawatir, والأحد. If we look at it in detail, there are four categories, because the أحد is three types. It's three types. We understand? So he says, حفظه الله, أقسام الخبر بهذا الاعتبار أربعة وهي المتواتر والمشهور والعزيز والغريب. The categories of the khabar in this respect are four. The first one, المتواتر, massively transmitted narration. And the second one, المشهور, the well-known. And he also transmitted with many chains, but not to that level of التواتر. But not to that level of التواتر. And العزيز, العزيز, rare but supported. Rare but supported. And it's going to come to details, inshallah. And الغريب, and الغريب. الغريب, a singular narration or strange. And it's considered strange in this manner. This is a linguistic any definition, the linguistic definition. So he says, وَوَجْهُ الْحَصْرِ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَرْبَعَةِ هُوَ. And the reason for limiting it to these four categories is as follows. And why are they these four categories only? Why aren't there more? Why aren't there more? So he says, حَفِظُهُ اللَّهُ أَنَّ الْخَبَرَ إِمَّا أَنْ يُكُونَ لَهُ طُرُقٌ كَثِيرَةٌ بِلَا حَصْرٍ أَوْ مَعَ حَصْرِهَا بِمَا فَوْقَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ أَوْ بِهِمَا أَوْ بِوَاحِدٍ. He says, because the report, the khabar, is either going to be transmitted by having numerous chains, it either has numerous passive transmission, and numerous chains that are uncountable, many, many countless chains, or they will be countable. There'll be a number of chains that are countable, or they will be two, or exactly two. And there will be a number that is countable, either that are more than two, that are more than two. And the number one, the chains are either going to have countless narrations, and a vast amount of chains, a vast amount of chains, and a vast amount of people narrating the narrations. That's one case. The second case is that it's going to be less than that, but it's more than two. It's going to be less than that, but not go below two. Or the chains are going to have only two. Or there's going to be one with only one. Or there's going to be one with only one. So he says, فَالْأَوَّلُ الْمُتَوَاتِرُ. The first one is considered المتواتر. والثاني المشهور. And the second one is called المشهور. والثالث العزيز. And the third one is considered العزيز. والرابع الغريب. And the fourth one is الغريب. So now we have to focus and pay attention. And those who attended this morning, inshallah, they had a brief introduction to this affair. So it has proceeded in our classes, alhamdulillah, that the khabar is consisting of two affairs. What are they? Al-Sanad wal-Matan. Al-Sanad wal-Matan. So the Matan is the text, the content of the information. That's either going to be a statement or an action or an affirmation, right? A statement, action, or affirmation. Or likewise a description, right? Physical or a description of manners and conduct. So this is what has been transmitted. That's the Matan. And then we have the chain. The chain leads to the matan. What is the chain? The chain is arruwat, silsilat arruwat. It's the chain of narrators and the manner that they narrated. That's all considered the chain. The chain of narrators themselves and the manner that they narrated. And the manner that the words they used, the forms that they used in narrating that chain. All of this makes up the khabar. All of this makes up the khabar. So now we want to talk about the chain just briefly. So in general, the chain is going to come in tabaqat. In tabaqat. A tabaqa, yani it means a level or a category. A tabaqa, it means a level or category. A category here of people. So the terminology with regards to the scholars of hadith, they say a tabaqa hiya qawmun taqarabu fi sinni wal isnad. Aw fi isnadi faqat. Qawmun taqarabu fi sinni أو الإسناد أو في الإسناد فقط. واضح؟ قوم people, a group of people. What is the طبقة? It's a group of people. تقاربوا في السن والإسناد. They're close to each other with regards to age and the chain. أو في الإسناد فقط. Or in the chain only. So it's a group of people. One طبقة is a group of people who are close to each other in age and also in the chain. What does it mean that they're close together in age? It's very clear. They're around the same age. They all were born and alive around the same time. Sort of like a graduating class, right? They're all from the same, they're all in the same era, in the same time. Most of them are generally born around the same era, or even in the same high school. in the same high school for. Maybe this one is in the ninth grade, that was in the 10th grade, but they're all close in age and they're similar and they're all in the same field and the likes like this. So this is a group of people that are together close in age, but also in the chain. What does that mean? In the chain? Huh? Al-akhdhu an ash-shuyukh. Al-akhdhu an ash-shuyukh, meaning that they have also the same teachers. They have also the same teachers. Wadih? Same mashaykh. So they're close to each other in their age, and likewise they're close to each other and learning and seeking knowledge from the same mashaykh, from the same mashaykh. Or they may not be close to each other in age, but they will be close to each other in the chain. You understand? And this would occur if somebody advances in seeking knowledge and somebody delays. Right? So he will catch up with some people, and then maybe he will reach some people, and then maybe somebody he will seek knowledge older. He'll begin when he's early, young, and he'll begin when he's older. You understand? So then he'll catch up with some of the teachers that the younger one has, but he's older because he was delayed in seeking knowledge. Well, so they'll have the same teachers, but they're not the same in age. So there's reasons why this will happen. This is an example of that. So just that. So now that we understand the tabaqa, what is the tabaqa? It's a category of people. In general, they're all around the same age, and they have the same mashaykh that they learn from and they take knowledge from. They're close to each other on the chain. Well, maybe there's cases where they're actually not necessarily close in age, but they're still close in the chain. This is a tabaqa. So in general, the tabaqat, they're divided in a number of different manners according to how you look at it. But just to understand briefly so that we can discuss this topic now, inshallah, there's the tabaqa of the sahaba. Right? And we know the Sahaba, they're all different ages. Some of them are young, some of them are young, and some of them are old. Some of them, they witnessed the revelation from the very beginning, and some of them, they accepted Islam at the end of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they're all Sahaba. And they're all Sahaba. So even inside this tabaqa, there's different levels of them. So one who wants to go into detail, they will divide the tabaqa of the Sahaba into tabaqat likewise, in more detail. But we don't need that detail now. We just need to understand in general this affair. So there's the tabaqa of the Sahaba. They're most of them are close together in age and in the chain. Or at least they're close together in chain, if they're not close together in age. And what is the chain here? And they're all learning from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a tabaqa, a group of people. This group is the best of them. The best of the people after the prophets and messengers is the Sahaba. Ashabu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After them, there's the next tabaqa. Who are they? Tabaqatu at-tabi'in. They're the students of the Sahaba. They're the students of the Sahaba. They're a tabaqa likewise. But if we look at them in details, also we can break them into tabaqat. Ibn Hajar, he did that. But we don't need to discuss that now. But this is the tabaqa of the tabi'in. Then if we look after them, they had students as well. Who are they? Atba' at-tabi'in. Atba' at-tabi'in. Well, they're also broken into tabaqat. And after them is tabi'u atba'i tabi'in. Tabi'u atba'i tabi'in. So then here we mention how many? Sahaba, tabi'in, atba'i tabi'in, wa tabi'u atba'i tabi'in. We mentioned four tabaqat. Wadih? And within each of these tabaqat, we can break them into even further tabaqat inside of that one, according to how long they sought knowledge and how high they were on the chain. And also with regards to virtue and the life scientists. So now we just want to look at these tabaqat. So now we can imagine there's a matan. Right? We can imagine there's a matan. It's not always like this. Every narration is different. But just so we can get the picture in our mind, we're going to simplify it. We have a matan. The one who narrates the matan is the al-matan huwa al-hadith al-marfu'. So what is that? It's the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right? So the one who narrates the matan is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So who narrated on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A Sahaba. So the first tabaqa here is the Sahaba. And then who did the Sahaba narrate to? The Tabi'een. So then there's the tabaqa of the Tabi'een. Wadih? Who did they narrate to? Atba' Tabi'een. Wadih? And then who did they narrate to? Tabi'u Atba' Tabi'een. This is not necessarily the case. Sometimes you will find a case where there will be like six or even more of the Tabi'een narrate one of them on the other. You will see the Sahabi, and then a Tabi, and 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 a Tabi, until it gets to Atba'i Tabi'in. You'll find the Tabi'un,
يروي بعضهم عن بعض. So, but just so that we can understand what we want to talk about now, we'll just keep it in our mind. We have a matn, it's marfu', so it's the, we'll say it's the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the one who narrates on the Prophet is a companion. So that we see the tabaqa of the Sahaba. The Sahaba narrated to a tabi. The tabi narrated to the atba' a tabi'in, and then tabi' atba'. So then we have these four tabaqa, right? So now what we're talking about is how many people are in this chain. How many people are in this chain? If we look, for example, at the Sahaba, there's a difference of opinion here. We're going to just go to the tabi'in. We're going to go to the tabi'in. So we look at the tabi'in, maybe there's 70 people narrated this narration. For example, like the hadith, the narrations about the hold, or the narrations about wiping on the socks. 60, 70 or more Sahaba have narrated the narrations with regards to these affairs. You understand that? Many, many Sahaba. If you come to other narrations, for example, the first hadith in Sahih Bukhari and the last hadith in Sahih Bukhari, you'll find only one narrator narrated it. Then you find other narrations, you'll find that and the tabi'in, there's only two who narrated this narration, two tabi'in. Well, then you come to a lot of other narrations, you'll find that there's three or more, but it doesn't reach that large number as before. Waadih? Everybody with me? That's in the tabaqa of the tabi'in. This may happen in the tabaqa of the tabi'in. It may happen in the tabaqa atba' tabi'in. It may happen in the tabaqa tabi'u atba' tabi'in. Right? So we're going to name this narration according to how many individuals are in these tabaqa. This is what we're doing here. So we have the mutawatir, we have the mashhur, we have the aziz, and we have the gharib. So this is with regards to the modes of transmission, how this narration reached us, and how many chains have come. So if it come a massive transmission, it's called mutawatir. If it's come with many narrations, many chains, but didn't reach that level of massive transmission, it's called mashhur. If there's only two narrating it, it's called aziz. If there's only one, it's called gharib. But what does that mean? Doesn't mean in every single chain and every single level. As for the mutawatir, then that level of mass transmission must be in every tabaqa. The level of mass transmission must be in every tabaqa. And the tabi'un must be many people. Atba' tabi'in, many people. Tabi'u atba' tabi'in, many people. If that's the case in every tabaqa, until it reached, for example, Bukhari, or one of those who collected the narration in his reliable book, then this is going to be considered mutawatir. If in the tabaqa of the tabi'in, there's many people, we say 20 people, and then atba' tabi'in, there's only 7 or 6. And then atba' tabi'in, again, there's 20 or 30 or 40 more people, right? And then after that, there's 20, 30, 40 more people. How do we judge this chain? On the tabaqa that has the least amount. The tabaqa that has the least amount. So we look at the tabaqa that has the least amount, and we judge that chain based upon that. You understand? This is clear. So now if we see the tabaqa of the tabi'in, there's only two narrators. After that, in the atba' tabi'in, there's 30. After that, there's 60. We're not going to look at those large numbers in the other tabaqat. We're going to judge this narration based on the tabaqa that has the least narrators. And it takes this description from that. You got it? So this one that has one tabaqa with only two narrators in it, it's called aziz. If it has a tabaqa anywhere in there, a tabaqa that has only one narrator, it's called gharib. In any one of these tabaqa, if in one of them is a narrator, only one narrator, it's called gharib. If any one of these tabaqa, there's only two narrators, it's called aziz. In any one of these tabaqa, if there's three or more, but it doesn't reach the level of mass transmission, it's called mashhur. It's called mashhur. And if in every single tabaqa, there are numerous people, or people with the peak qualities, the highest of qualities of memorization and precision and nobility and honor, and the likes like this, is also going to make it be considered a narration that cannot be denied. You understand that? So this one is considered mutawatir. This is what we're discussing now. This is clear. Everybody understand what we're talking about. So again, this affair here is from the terminology. And this issue here has nothing to do with authenticity. As for the mutawatir, it's absolutely authentic. So many massive transmission, it cannot be denied. As for the ahad, which is the mashhur and the aziz and the gharib, then from them there's that which is accepted, and from them there's that which is rejected. We understand that? The mashhur that is authentic, accepted, and there's one that is daif and rejected. There's the aziz that's authentic and accepted, and aziz that is weak and rejected. And there's gharib that is authentic and accepted, and there's gharib that is weak and rejected. As for the mutawatir, they are all authentic and accepted. We don't even have to look into the narrators, whether they're just or they're upright in the likes like this, because there's too many of them, and there's no way they could have conspired together to lie, rather because of the massive transmission, and it's not even possible for them to all together make a mistake and say the wrong thing together at the same time. So therefore, it cannot be denied. So this is what we're discussing now. So this is what he's saying. And this is why, again, they're limited to these four categories, because the narration is either going to have numerous amounts of people narrating it, it's going to be a mass transmission in every single tabaqah, so that's mutawatir. Or one of these tabaqah is going to have three or more people, never going below two, by not reaching that level of mass transmission, so it's called mashhur. Or one of these tabaqah is going to not have less than two people, huh? And it's not going to have less than two people, it's going to only have two people in it. It's not going to have more than two people, then that's called aziz. Or one of these tabaqah is only going to have one person in it, so it's called gharib. So therefore, it's a rational division of the possibilities that could happen. And then they named them based upon any of this affair, based upon this affair. So he says, al-mutawatir. Al-mutawatir, a massive transmitted report. A massive transmitted report. He says, عرف المتواتر واذكر شروطه وما نوع العلم الذي يفيده ومثل له ومثل له. Define المتواتر. Mention its conditions and what kind of knowledge does it produce, and give an example. And give an example. The Shaykh he mentioned here, he went straight to المتواتر اصطلاحا. He went straight to المتواتر اصطلاحا. Yani the definition, the technical definition of المتواتر. But al-mutawatir is ism fa'il. Min al-tawatur. Min al-tawatur. You say tawatara, yatawataru. Tawatara, tawatura. But al-mutawatir is ism fa'il. Min al-tawatur. What tawatur is min al-watr. Min al-watr. What tawatur be man at-tatabu'. At-tatabu. Tatabu'a shay'an. Tatabu'a shay'u al-muta'aqiba. Yani bayna يعني فصل بينها فصل يعني أو فترة بينها فترة. الله سبحانه وتعالى he mentioned in his book ثم أرسلنا رسولنا تترى ثم أرسلنا رسولنا تترى يعني واحد بعد واحد بينهما فترة واحد بعد واحد بينهما فترة. We sent our messages تترى يعني متواترة بالتواتر يعني one after another. Between them is a period of time. Between them is the period of time. So therefore, this is what at-tawatur it means linguistically. هو تتابع الأشياء المتعاقبة واحدا بعد واحد بينها فترة بينها فترة بينها فترة. This is what it means linguistically. So here, legislatively, the Sheikh he says, or in the technical terminology, المتواتر اصطلاحا هو ما رواه جماعة كثيرون تحيل العادة تواطؤهم وتوافقهم على الكذب عن جماعة كذلك إلى أن ينتهي إلى محسوس. So the Shaykh he says in the definition, the technical definition of mutawatir is a report narrated by such a large group of narrators that it's inconceivable for them to have agreed upon a lie, to have agreed upon a lie, or even made a mistake. Yani each group reporting from a similar group continuing in this fashion until the report reaches a sensory origin. A sensory origin. Yani something that is from perception, like vision or hearing. Like vision or hearing. So it's a report narrated by such a large group of narrators that it's inconceivable. It's not possible. It's not possible for them to have agreed upon a lie, nor have made a mistake altogether, nor have any accidentally said the wrong thing altogether. They accidentally all made a mistake at the same time on the wrong thing. That's not possible. nor is it possible for them to all come together and conspire to lie. You understand that? So it's a mass amount of narrators transmitting a narration to the extent that it's not conceivable that they all got together to lie. Nor is it conceivable that all of them, they made a mistake at the same time in the same affair. You understand that? So therefore, it's considered authentic, absolutely. And that this amount of narrators continues in every single tabaqa until it reaches the metin. And the metin will be something from the senses that's perceived, that it will say, he said this, or I saw him doing this, or he did that, and the likes like this. Something that is witnessed or something that is heard. Something that is witnessed or something that is heard. We understand this? This is fair. So for example, if there's a big event that happened, a big event, any that happened at Walmart, for example, and then like one brother comes in and says, oh, did you see what happened at Walmart? And then another brother, oh, did you see what happened at Walmart? And then somebody gives you a call on the phone, oh, this happened at Walmart. And next thing you know, your family's checking on you. Are you okay? I heard something happened at Walmart. And none of these people know each other. None of these people know each other. It's not possible for them to talk together. You understand? So now you have no doubt that there's something that went down at Walmart. And if it continues in this manner, it's going to reach the level where you don't doubt it. You don't doubt it. You understand? So this is an example of that. In our common life, something happens in this manner like this, and a number of people, they're narrating this event, that it's not possible for them to have got together to lie, nor that all of them, they made the same mistake. So therefore, you cannot deny it. You cannot deny it. Your mind will not allow you to deny it. And the sound mind will accept it with certainty. That is true. That is true. So whenever a narration is narrated in this manner, and this occurs in every tabaqa of the chain, it's considered mutawatir. And this one is authentic, absolutely. And this one is authentic, absolutely. We understand the point now? He says, حَفِيظُ اللَّهُ وَشُرُوطُهُ أَرْبَعَةٌ. And the conditions for the mutawatir, there are four. الأول, أن يَرْوِيَهُ جَمْعٌ كَثِيرٌ بِلَا حَصْرٍ. The first one, it must be narrated by a numerous group, not restricted in number. A numerous group, not restricted in number. Not restricted in number. There's no set number. It has to be. And every tabaqa has to be this many. Some of the people of knowledge, they mention that it has to be 10. Some may say, no, it has to be 20. Others, they say, no, it has to be 40. Some say this and some say that. And there's no evidence for that. Rather, it depends on the people in the tabaqa and the likes like this. And if, for example, the khulafa al-arba, all four, if it's narrated, and just, for example, if those four narrated for you, it's not even like if 1,000 of us narrated a narration. It's nothing compared to those four narrating a narration. You understand? Because of their virtue and their status and their rank and their nearness to Allah and their trustworthiness and their reliability and their virtue and their nobility. So if the Khulafa Arba, they narrate a narration, it's not like 30 or 40 more people narrate the same narration because of their level and their status. So therefore, it's not limited to a number. It's not limited to a number. What is important is that there are so many people, or the qualities of these people lead a person to realize he cannot deny it. Lead a person to realize it's not possible to deny. It's not possible to deny. Maybe it'll happen with 10 people. Maybe it'll happen with 20 people. Maybe with 40 people. And the likes like this, according to the circumstance. So there's no set number. There's no set number. But that amount must be in every single tabaqa. So it says, الثاني أن تحيل العادة توطؤهم وتوافقهم عن الكذب. It must be impossible, according to custom and reason, that they agreed to lie, or that they made a mistake on accident and that they all made a mistake on accident together. You understand? So any التواطؤ على الكذب, that means that they conspired to lie. والتوافق على الكذب, that means that they all accidentally lied together at the same time about the same thing. So this is not possible. Not that one nor that one. Not that one nor that one. You understand? It's clear? And if, for example, the event that happened at Walmart. So some of our brothers we know come in, they're saying about it, and then for example, maybe somebody who has relatives that's non-Muslims, they call and they check on it. And then somebody who's at home who hasn't even seen any of us, not the non-Muslim nor the Muslim, they call and check on it. And then there's some people on the street who we don't even know from the Christians, they're checking on it. And the likes like this, and everybody's saying that this thing happened. So the Christians and the non-Muslim and the Muslim and the brother you know and your family at home, it's not possible that they all got together to lie about the event that happened at Walmart. Nor is it possible that They all made a mistake about an event that happened at Walmart at the same time. So therefore, you know that that event occurred because you can't deny it. These people, there's no possible way they got together to lie about that. Even it's not possible for them to make a mistake all at the same time about that event. So therefore, you know with certainty, and you don't doubt that there's something that happened at Walmart that they narrated, that they mentioned. Walbe? So this is the case. So this type of narration, it has this many people in this manner in every single tabaqa, to the extent that you realize there's no possible way for them to gather, to conspire, to lie, nor for them to even make a mistake altogether in that issue. So therefore, you have nothing to do except believe it, and you have certainty. Your heart is at ease with regards to that. You don't doubt it whatsoever. You don't doubt, you're like, wait a second, maybe they're lying. It's not possible for your mind to think like that because of the circumstance. Or maybe they made a mistake, all of them. Your mind will reject that. And so it brings you to certainty by way of necessity. By way of necessity, and in the sound mind. الثالث أن يكونوا رووا ذلك عن مثلهم من الابتداء إلى الانتهاء. And the third condition is that they all narrated in this manner, in a similar way. Every tabaqa has the same understanding. This many people that brings this type of knowledge that you cannot deny, that they could not gather together to lie, nor could they all make the same mistake. From the beginning of the chain until the end. From the beginning of the chain until the end. Any from the beginning of the chain, any from the chain of the Musannif, for example. From the chain of Bukhari, for example, or from the chain of Muslim, for example, for the chain of the narrators who gathered the narrations and their works and the likes like this, from them all the way to the end, and from them all the way to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this chain is like this. This chain is like this. الرابع أن يكون انتهاؤه مستندا إلى الحس من مشاهدة أو السمع أو السماع. And the fourth condition is that the narration, it leads to a text, a transmission, that something that was witnessed or heard. Something that was witnessed or heard. Not something that is like in the mind. Not something that is like in the mind. Yani, or in the creed, with regards to creed, for example, like this, that he believes this or believes that. No, he said this or he said that. He said this or he said that. Waadih? So this is the case here. This is called mutawatir. So if these conditions are there, then it brings a person to certainty. And then it brings a person to certainty. So this is what the Shaykh says. Now, المتواتر يفيد العلم اليقيني. And the mutawatir, it produces a certain definite knowledge. A narration that has reached us like this, it brings a person to definite, certain, decisive knowledge. Decisive knowledge. There are a number of narrations that have come mutawatirah. And the mutawatir is two types. Al-mutawatir al-lafzi wal-mutawatir al-ma'nawi. Al-mutawatir al-lafzi wal-mutawatir al-ma'nawi. So there's two types. Al-mutawatir al-lafzi, meaning that the words itself that came mutawatirah. The word that narration with that wording came with mutawatirah. Like, for example, the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Man kadhaba alayhi mutaammidan falitabawwa maq'aduhu min an-nar." That whoever lies on me intentionally, let him take a seat in the hellfire. This narration, this wording here, is this wording here, even if there's slight differences in some of the wordings, but the general meaning is all the same. The general meaning is all the same. Some wordings is like that. من كذب علي متعمدا فليتبوأ مقعده من النار. Others say فليلج النار. من كذب علي متعمدا فليلج النار. So it's the same meaning. It's the same meaning. So this narration here, by these words here, with those meanings, has been narrated mutawatira. Mutawatira. So this is called a mutawatir al-lafzi. And this one, although there are many narrations like that, it's few compared to the rest. It's few compared to the rest. And then there's al-mutawatir al-ma'nawi. Al-mutawatir al-ma'nawi. Meaning that the hadith that's transmitted, the metin, is not all one topic, not all one wording, not all one issue, but this particular affair has been narrated in it. For example, the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would raise his hands when making dua. So there are numerous narrations narrated. For example, on the day on the day of Uhud, the Prophet, he raised his hands to make du'a, and on Fath Mecca, the Prophet he raised his hands to make du'a. Other circumstances, whenever it's narrated, the Prophet raised his hands to make du'a. So it's been narrated so many narrations that this issue here, this one issue here, the Prophet raised his hands to make du'a. So that issue there is mutawatir. That meaning there. But if we look at all the narrations that's narrated, then this one is about this topic, and that one's about that topic, and that one's about that topic, but all of them share in the fact that that issue is mentioned in those narrations. You understand? The issue of raising the hands and making dua. Also, for example, the hold. There's a number of narrations mentioned about the hold, and some of them are about different topics or different affairs, but they're numerous. They're numerous narrations, and that issue is established in them. Even if the wordings are different or the topics are different, but the issue of the hold came up with those narrations in a manner that it cannot be denied because of how vast the transmission is about that topic. Waadih? Likewise, al-mash' ala khufayn. So many narrations have come, not the same narration from the same sahaba, but rather numerous sahabas, numerous companions, and numerous different events. Events, we're traveling, events here, events there. So many narrations have come about that, not all the same wording, not all the same hadith, different wordings, different issues. But in those hadith, there's the affair of wiping on the socks. So the issue of wiping on the socks has reached us, bitawatur, in this manner right here. Not lovelian, but ma'nawiyan. You understand the difference? So the al-mutawatir is two types, al-lovely wal ma'nawi. Al-lovely wal ma'nawi. Some of the most important hadith that have come. Mutawatira, for example, for some of the most famous and well-known narrations that have come mutawatira, they have been placed in some lines of poetry, the people of knowledge they mentioned. Wa mimma tawatara hadithu man kadhib. Wa man bana lillahi baytin wahtasab. Ru'yatun shifa'atun wal hawdu wa masu khufayni wa hadhi ba'du. وَهَذِي بَعْضُمْ So the poet, he says, وَمِمَّا تَوَاتَرَ حَدِيثُ مَنْ كَذَبٍ And from that which has come mutawatira, حَدِيثُ مَنْ كَذَبٍ The narration that we just discussed. The one who lied on me intentionally, then let him take his seat in the fire. وَمَنْ بَنَ لِلَّهِ بَيْتٍ وَاحْتَسَبٍ And the one who built a house for the sake of Allah, and he sought the reward, which is also well known. مَنْ بَنَ لِلَّهِ مَسْجِدٍ بَنَ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ بَنَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ This narration is well known. It's mutawatir. Wa-ru'ya, the narrations about seeing Allah in the hereafter, the believers, they will see Allah in the hereafter. Likewise, the shafa'a, that there will be intercession allowed for those whom Allah allows on the day of resurrection, at the head of them, the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then the righteous, and the hold. Likewise, the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a hold, this has reached us mutawatira, and also wiping on the socks, wiping on the khufayn, and mash' ala khufayn, this affair as well has reached us mutawatira. So some of these affairs here are mutawatira, lovelian, like hadithu man kadhib, and also like man bana lillahi baytin wahtasib. These two have come, those wordings have come. Man bana lillahi masjidin bana allahu lahu baytin fil jannah. Man kadhaba alayya muta'ammidan falatabawwa' maqadahu min an-nar. Also other narrations that are lovely, mutawatir, lovely. Nadhara allahu imra'an sami'a minna hadithan fa hafidhaha. فحفظها فأداها كما سمعها فرب حامل فقه إلى من هو أفقه منه رب حامل فقه ليس بفقيه. So this narration likewise. نظر الله امرأ سامع من حديثا. May Allah enlighten the face of someone who heard one of our narrations. فحفظه كما سمع. And he memorized it the way that he heard it. فأداه. And then he transmitted. فبلغه. And after that, then he transmitted it the way he heard it. كما سمع. So this also is a narration that is mutawatir lafziyan. Mutawatir lafziyan. So this is the discussion now. And these are the conditions of the tawatir. This is clear? Alhamdulillah. So again, there's actually lots of details about these affairs. We're just taking them very briefly. Al-ahad. The Shaykh says that ahad. The ahad, linguistically, the solitary reports. We'll see what that means. Inshallah. He says, عَلَى مَا يُطْلِقُ الْمُحَدِّثُونَ أَخْبَارَ الْأَحَادِ وما المراد بخبر الواحد لغة مصطلحا And what do the scholars of hadith apply the term أخبار الآحاد to? And what is meant by خبر الواحد, the report of one individual, linguistically and technically? Linguistically and technically. The Shaykh says, يطلق المحدثون أخبار الآحاد على ما عدا المتواتر. فالمشهور والعزيز والغريب يقال لها أخبار الآحاد. So the scholars of hadith, in the response, the scholars of hadith, they apply this term, akhbar al-ahad, solitary reports, to every other narration that is not mutawatir. So this is how we begin the narrations with regards to the mode of transmission and how it reached us and the chains that reached us are two main aspects, al-mutawatir and the ahad. So we discussed the mutawatir in detail, and we've seen that the massive transmission, anything that doesn't reach that level is called ahad. And then those narrations that don't reach that level, that are called ahad, there are three different types. Al-Mashkur, Wal-Aziz, Wal-Gharib. And this is our topic now. So he says, the hadith scholars, they apply the term akhbar al-ahad, the solitary reports, to everything other than the mutawatir. And every other narration that didn't reach the level of at-tawatur. Meaning that al-Mashkur, which is well known, Al-Aziz, rare but supported, Al-Gharib, the singular report, are all considered forms of Ahad reports and narrations. These are all considered Ahad. So he says, what Ahad, jam'u Ahad, bima'na wahid. The word Al-Ahad, jam'u Ahad, bima'na wahid, bima'na wahid. Understand that? Al-Ahad, it means any singulars. It's the plural of Ahad, which means Wahid. You can say it's the plural of Wahid, to understand. Wahid means one. So the plural of one is Al-Ahad. Any singular reports. Any singular individual reports. And what that means is reports that did not reach the level of tawatir. وَخَبْرُ الْوَاحِدِ فِي اللُّغَةِ مَا يَرُوهِ شَخْصٌ وَاحِدٌ. Al-Khabr al-Wahid in linguistically refers to a report narrated by only one person. وَفِي الْإِصْطِلَاحِ مَا لَمْ يَصِلْ حَدْ التَّوَاتُرِ. And in the terminology of the scholars of hadith, it is any report that does not reach the level of التَّوَاتُرِ, with the massive transmission. واضح? This is clear, right? It's easy? Alhamdulillah. The first type that we discussed from the Ahad, al-Mashhur. Al-Mashhur. Al-Mashhur, yani, is the well-known report. Al-Mashhur, yani, that's a, ماذا? Ism? Maf'ool. Ism maf'ool min al-shuhra. Ism maf'ool min al-shuhra. You say, shahartu al-amr. Iza a'rantahu. Wa adhartahu. Yani, fahuwa mashhur. Yani, shahartahu, yani, a'rantahu. So, to make something well-known and to be popular and widespread, this is from Mashuhra. Mashuhra means to be famous. Mashhur means to be famous and to be well-known. To be famous and to be well-known linguistically. Linguistically. So here we're going to discuss now what it means, legislate what it means in the terminology of the scholars of hadith. He says the question here, ما هو المشهور؟ وما الفرق بينه وبين المستفيض؟ ومثل للحديث المشهور في اصطلاح المحدثين؟ وللحديث الذي اشتهر بالمعنى اللغوي وهو موضوع وهو موضوع. So he says, what is al-mashhur? What is the difference between it and another type of narration called al-mustafid? Provide an example of mashhur, al-hadith al-mashhur, according to the scholars of hadith, and an example of it likewise of the linguistic famous meaning that is fabricated. So here there's an issue. We have the word al-mashhur, which has a linguistic meaning and it has a technical meaning. It has a linguistic meaning and a technical meaning. So both of them are used here. Both of them are used here. But the scholars of hadith, whenever they're talking about these narrations in this manner, they're referring to the technical meaning. But sometimes this same term will be used in another context and they're not intending that technical meaning. Rather, they're intending the linguistic meaning. So we have to be able to differentiate by the context and likewise by those who are using this term. Because the word mashhur is referring to this type of hadith that's considered ahad, right? In the terminology of the scholars of hadith. But if we look at it from a linguistic aspect, then there are many hadith that are mashhura, right? There are many hadith that are mashhur. Like for example, إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. This hadith is mashhur, everybody knows it, right? Anybody never heard that hadith? Everybody here that knows that hadith. مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فُهُوَ رَدْ. Everybody knows that hadith. مشهور جدا. And it's صحيح. And it's صحيح. It's authentic and it's مشهور. أبغض الحلال إلى الله الطلاق. أبغض الحلال إلى الله الطلاق. The most detestful of that which is lawful to Allah is divorce. This is famous with the fuqaha. This is the famous with the fuqaha. They're well aware of this. This is famous with them. They know this and they use this often. They know this and they use this often. And also, yani, there are many narrations. For example, al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. This is a famous narration. It's authentic. It's a famous narration that is authentic. So this is called al-Mashfur ala al-Al-Sina. And the people of knowledge, they call it sometimes al-Mushtahir, to differentiate. Al-Mushtahir. Al-Mushtahir, yani mashtahara ala al-Al-Sina. So there's the Mashfur, what is intended from that, this technical terminology and the science of hadith. And then there's the Mashhur, which means it's famous, well-known, mentioned often on the tongues of the people. So that one's called Al-Mushtahir. Al-Ishtahara ala al-Siyatin Nas. So that one might be authentic, it might be not authentic. Might even be fabricated like the Sheikh is going to mention. As well as the Mashhur. The Mashhur technically could be authentic and could not be authentic. This is another affair. The chain would have to be examined. And the narrators have to be identified. And the conditions for the authentic narration must be clarified and established. If not, it will not be accepted. So that's another issue. So we understand now, the mashhur, in general, there's two. One of them is a technical terminology, and the other one is just the linguistic meaning. So there are narrations that are very famous. Everybody knows them. They're called mashhur. But when we say that, we're not talking about the terminology here. Right? Is this clear? So the word mashhur sometimes is used to refer to the technical terminology in the science of hadith, and sometimes it's used to refer to very famous and well-known narrations that are popular, everybody's heard them. Khalas? Alhamdulillah. So now we continue. He says, al-mashhur, ma, al-mashhur, we're talking about now what? Mashhur, istilah. Al-mashhur huwa ma husira turuquhu bi'adad mu'ayyin fawqa al-ithnain. It says the mashhur is a report whose chains of transmission are limited to a specific number, more than two. More than two, meaning that the chains will be three or more narrators. Three or more narrators. It will not go below three. It's more than two. It's more than two. Another definition that's easier to understand, inshallah, مَا رَوَاهُ ثَلَاثَةٌ فَأَكْثَرْ مَا لَمْ يَبْلُوْ حَدْ التَّوَاتُرْ مَا رَوَاهُ ثَلَاثَةٌ فَأَكْثَرْ. That was three narrators narrated or more. مَا لَمْ يَبْلُوْ حَجَّ التَّوَاتُرْ. So long as it didn't reach the level of tawatur. That which is narrated by three narrators or more, so long as it didn't reach حَجَّ التَّوَاتُرْ, this is considered mashhur. Istilahan. This is considered mashhur istilahan. Everybody's with me? Because if it went below three to two, now it has a different name. If it went further below three to one, it now has a different name. If it went above three all the way to that mass amount, it has another name. So whenever it has three or more, but didn't reach the level of that mass transmission, it's called mashhur. It's called mashhur. Wadih, this is clear? Alhamdulillah. So ma huwa mashhur wa ma rawahu thalathatun fa akthar ma lam yablugh hadd at-tawatur. Ma rawahu thalathatun fa akthar ma lam yablugh hadd at-tawatur. That which is narrated by three narrators or more, so long as it didn't reach the level of tawatur. So long as it didn't reach the level of tawatur. So it says, وَفَرْقُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْمُسْتَفِيلِ. The difference between the mashhur and the mustafil, قِيلَ هُمَا مُتَرَادِفَانِ. One opinion says that they are synonymous. So therefore, sometimes you hear a scholar of hadith saying, هَذَا حَدِيثٌ مَشْهُورٌ. And he's intending that. It's mashhur. And he meaning that it has, it's been narrated with more than three narrators, but didn't reach the level of التواتر. And so if we look at it from after the tawatur, the one who has the most chains of narrators after the tawatur is the mashhur. You understand that? And what are we talking about? We're talking about one tabaqa, not every tabaqa here. Not every tabaqa here. If one tabaqa from these tabaqat that we talked about, if one of them has three or more but didn't reach the level of tawatur, then we call it mashhur. Regardless of the other tabaqa, so long as the other tabaqa didn't have lower than that, right? The lowest tabaqa is three or more and didn't reach the level of tawatur, then we call it mashhur. Then we call it mashhur. And also, it could be called al-mustafil. Al-mustafil. These words are synonymous is what he's saying. So based on this opinion here, the mashhur
الاستلاحي المشهور الاستلاحي والمستفيض والمستفيض مترادفان والمستفيض مترادفان من إذا synonyms. So you say هذا حديث مستفيض وهذا حديث مشهور and it means the same thing. It means the same thing. They intend the same thing in this manner like this. Then he says وقيل بينهما عموم وخصوص مطلق. Another opinion says that they differ in their they differ in that there's a case of general and specific relationship. So they say فالمستفيد ما كان العدد في ابتداء السند وانتهائه سواء. So some of the people of knowledge, they said rather the mustafid is a report with consistent number of narrators at both the beginning and the end of the chain. And the exact same number of narrators at the beginning of the chain and the exact same at the end. They said this one's called mustafid. But Allah knows best, the mustafid is synonymous with the mashhur. Allah knows best, the mustafid is synonymous with the mashhur. Some of the scholars, they say the mustafid is different than the mashhur. The mustafid is whenever there's a narration that has the same amount of narrators at the beginning of the chain and at the end of the chain. The same amount of narrators at the beginning of the chain and at the end of the chain. Like this. But that's not the case in Allah knows best. The majority of the scholars, they're of the opinion that it's synonymous. So the mustafid is the mashhur. And Allah knows best. And Allah knows best. So he says here that والمشهور يشمل ما كان كذلك وما كان العدد فيه مختلفا. So المشهور includes such reports as well as those where the number of narrators varies across the chain. So the mashhur yani is the mustafid. The mashhur and the mustafid, they are synonyms. مثال الحديث المشهور في اصطلاح المحدثين. An example of the hadith as mashhur in the technical sense, yani according to the terminology of the scholars of hadith. Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min nisanihi wa yadihi. Al-Muslimu man salima al-Muslimuna min nisanihi wa yadihi. So this narration here is considered mashhur. It's considered mashhur in the terminology of the scholars of hadith. And also it's considered mashhur ala al-sinat al-nas. Also it's considered famous and well-known on the tongues of the people. And the people that know this. But here we're talking about an example of a hadith that's mashhur, meaning that it's not mutawatir. You understand, numerous narrators in one tabaqa, but didn't reach that level of tawatir. So many narrations are like this. Many, many examples are like this. I mean, this is the majority of the narrations are going to be any from this category, and Allah knows best. Many narrations, many examples are like this. وَمِثَالُ الْمَشْهُورِ عَلَى الْأَلْسِنَةِ. And the example of the famous narration that's mashhur, any linguistically, on the tongues of the people. I mean, they say that often, but it's not mashhur, according to the scholars of hadith. حُبُّ الْوَطَنِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. He says, فَإِنُّهُ حَدِيثًا مَوْضُوعًا. حُبُّ الْوَطَنِ مِنْ الْإِيمَانِ. Loving your homeland is from sincere faith. Loving your homeland is from sincere faith. This is a famous narration. Many people know it, and they may even mention it and ascribe it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People mention it or talk about it a lot, and they're aware of this narration, but it is fabricated. It's fabricated. So it's considered mashhur, but not according to the terminology of the scholars of hadith, not looking at these chains and the likes like this, but with regards to the fact that it's well-known and widespread, a famous narration, many people are aware of it. Many people are aware of it. You understand that? So this one is considered, likewise, to be mashhur, but not al-mashhur al-istilah. Not according to the terminology of the scholars of hadith, rather according to what the people they're familiar with. According to what the people they are familiar with. After this, the next type of narration is called al-aziz. Al-aziz, the rare or supported report. If we begin now, we'll not be able to stop, or we'll wind up taking too much time. Inshallah, we'll suffice with that. We continue tomorrow. Inshallah, we finish what we started, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, and there's not much left. And that which we cover from the next two parts, inshallah, is easy, because now we understand the issue of the ahad and how to identify these types of narrations. So you look at the tabaqa that has the least narrators, and you judge it from there. You look at the tabaqa that has the least narrators, and you judge it from there. So maybe the other tabaqa, there's numerous narrators. We may say, if you look at this one and that one, you say it's mutawatira. But then there's one that didn't reach that level, but it's above two. So you bought it, mashhur. You may look at all these chains here, and you say, subhanAllah, look how many narrators, mutawatira.
But then there's one that there's only two in it. It's called Aziz. Same thing, but now there's only one. There's one that only has one in it. It's called Gharib. What if you have one that has 70? One that has two, and one that has one. Gharib. You judge based on the smallest. We won't say, oh, this is Aziz, there's two there. Because now there's one that's under that. There's one that's gharib. There's one that's one there. So we're going to judge it based upon the smallest number. Based upon the smallest number. You understand? This is the case here. And again, they could be authentic. They could be unauthentic. It could be mashhur. And he narrated by numerous chains. But there's weakness in the chain and it's not accepted. So weakness in those chains and it's not accepted. For example, it could be Aziz. Likewise, only a tabaq, there's only two individuals there. But it's authentic, whether it's at the peak of authenticity. It's collected by Bukhari and Muslim, for example. But there's a tabaq that only has two narrators, for example. An example of that is the hadith. No, that's gharib. It's the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhumah. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والدي ووالدي والناس أجمعين. Now, one of you truly believe until I'm more beloved to him than his father and his child and all of mankind. This hadith is Aziz. This hadith is Aziz. So it's narrated from Anas, and there's only two tabi'in who narrated from Anas, Qatada and Abdul Aziz ibn Suhaib. So then Anas only had two. There's only two students who narrated from him this narration. So therefore it's called Aziz. You understand that? So even if after that, many people narrate the narration from them. But even in this narration, Qatada, he has two. And Abdul Aziz, he has two likewise. So it's even has the izzah from them as well. But it's not necessary. All as long as it happens in one tabaqa, it's considered Aziz. So inshallah in our class tomorrow, inshallah, we continue. And we discuss the issue of the Aziz and the Ghaib. And then after that, we have the division of the reports into that which is accepted and rejected. And we discuss some issues related to the Hadith al-Sahih and the Hadith that's Hasan. And we discuss some affairs related to this issue here of authenticity. And then we move on to a brief introduction about the weak Hadith. And it's only one short page because the issues of the weak Hadith, there are many. This is from the most interesting and beneficial chapters and affairs studying the issues related to the weak hadith. There's a lot of topics with regards to that. We're not going to even enter into that bab, inshallah, now. But we ask Allah to make it beneficial. We suffice with that this evening. Hada wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.